Pete Carroll's motivational style is unusual, to say the least, particularly when it comes to how the Seahawks' secondary punishes itself for mistakes through self-imposed fines. But why? Seattle's Earl Thomas explains.
We hold ourselves accountable. We know how good we can be. That's why we're so good. We real with ourselves. We love each other. It's coming from a good place. It's never to degrade each other because we respect each other too much, but we want to get better.
Joining me from Phoenix is Jonathan Clegg, who wrote this week about the Seahawks' unusual fine structure for the Wall Street Journal. Jonathan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you very much for having me.
Members of the so-called Legion of Boom pay fines for mistakes they make in practice and in games. Saying something stupid in team meetings also means a fine, dropping potential interceptions. Does it matter if the interception would have been really difficult to make?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty merciless when it comes to these fines. There have been instances where a player has actually made a good play, batted down a pass to force the other team to punt, mm-hmm. or broken up a potential touchdown. But these guys, if they get a hand on the football, they think that they should come down with an interception. So that is money out of their pocket. So they are pretty ruthless when it comes to enforcing these fines.
Cornerback Byron Maxwell called the fines ruthless, but Mr. Maxwell's base salary was nearly $700,000 this year, and he's likely to make a lot more than that in the 2015 season. Can he really be motivated by a $5, $10, even $100 fine?
Yeah, I think that the players are still motivated. Maxwell isn't even the highest earner among them. Earl Thomas, the safety, and especially Richard Sherman, who just signed a big money deal last offseason, those guys make millions of dollars a year. You would think that $100 might not seem like the steepest fine, but they say that handing over $100 is still handing over $100, however much money you make. No one likes to do it, and it does sting when they have to part with the cash.
These fines are not like the ones handed down by the league, which, of course, are subject to appeal. Who decides which mistakes are worthy of a fine and how much the fine will be?
This is an internal thing that has been implemented by the defensive backs. And it's the DB coach, Chris Richard, who is the ultimate judge. The fines are sort of assessed during team meetings. I think I totted up that the Seahawks have almost 100 passes defensed this year. A pass defensed is when a defensive back gets a hand to the ball and stops it from being completed. But they only recorded 13 interceptions. So that means that there are 70-odd times when they would have been fined $100. So, I mean, you can imagine that the final bill for this thing is certainly upwards of $10,000 when you factor in all the dropped interceptions and mistakes as well.
So we've established these fines are motivating, but they can't be the only reason that Seattle is so good in the secondary, can they?
No, absolutely not. I think the fines are really more a reminder of the standards that defensive backs set for themselves. You know, this is the league's elite unit in the secondary, and I think that the fine system is really just a way for them to, remind themselves that remaining on top requires sort of concentration and focus every day. It's interesting that the fines aren't just imposed during the games. Even sort of simple mistakes or not paying attention in meetings, these are all the things that the Seahawks have to do to remain on top. So I think that it's really as much about that as it is about coming down with difficult catches or anything like that.
All right, I'm going to be following your column to see if there's an award at the end of the season for the most fined Seahawk. Maybe he gets a cake with a dollar sign on it or something.
Right. They did say that some people have been stung for sort of several hundred dollars for a single game, so I'm sure it'll be interesting to see who that was.
You can link to Jonathan Clegg's Wall Street Journal piece, The Price of a Missed Tackle in Seattle, $100, at onlyagame.org. Jonathan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks so much.